It's your early breakfast with Africa Milani.
Back to our leading story, COSATU calling on the ANC to take the country into consideration when dealing with the Palapala report. The Deputy General Secretary of COSATU, Soli Peto, was making that call at the 40th anniversary of the National Union of Mine Workers at the old Peter Mokaba Stadium in Polokwane. Soli, lovely to join you, to have you rather joining us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning and good morning to our listeners.
Would you like to expand a bit on why you said the ANC needs to take the country into consideration when dealing with Palapala report and what you mean by it?
Well, and thank you very much once more. Our position, it's not yet a final position, but we said that as we are in the process of looking into the report, I want to confirm that the National Office Bearers of COSATU will be meeting today. As we said last time, that we are looking in the report and will issue a formal statement to the public and allow our affiliates, also those who are able to do that, to do that. But our position, let me clarify it properly, that there has been a mixed reaction in relation to this issue of Palapala. But our call was that whilst we said the ANC, we allow the ANC to deal with the process internally, we allow that process to proceed and conclude by the ANC, is that the ANC leadership, when they deal with this matter, they must consider the challenges that we are facing in South Africa. You will recall immediately after the report, we have seen that the rand was beginning to be depleted. And we hope that the ANC will take that into consideration, looking around the triple challenges that we're facing. We are not suggesting that COSATU will not issue a formal statement in relation to this matter. So briefly, that's short what we can say in relation to this challenge, to this report. We don't want to say who's wrong, who's right, but looking to the report, we will, as we have concluded to look at the report, we will be issuing a formal statement and we'll start taking formal interviews proper on this matter.
We're certainly looking forward to then to you releasing that statement. Instinctively, though, reports indicating on Thursday and Friday that the president was intending to resign, and that on the persuasion of a few key allies and ministers in his cabinet, he has decided to take a different course, which is to take the matter on review. That decision confirmed by his lawyer that he's received instruction from his client to do so. We know that Parliament is going to have a sitting tomorrow, primary purpose of which is to debate the report and vote on whether to adopt it or not. How would you advise members of Parliament proceed, given the intention shared by the President to take the matter on review?
Well, you want to put me into a corner now to debate the matter. And I've said it, that we will issue a formal statement and allow a formal or a proper debate. Obviously, I have responded what we think should happen, that they must take the country into consideration, take into consideration the challenges that we're facing in this case. But the president has a right. There's a right to do that, to take the legal process in relation to that report. And so therefore, if the parliament is going to meet, that's our message and that's our call. So don't push me into a corner to say would advise the parliament to not suspend the president or not to take decision. We are saying they must not put, in particular, the ANC, as they have met for the past 3 to 4 days. They are going back to the, it was an NWC yesterday. Tomorrow they are going to this another special NEC. We have said, in particular, the ANC must put into consideration, take into consideration the challenges that we're facing. Now, don't put me to the corner that I advise the parliament what should they do as a person. I said COSATU will issue a formal statement today.
All right. Can I ask one more question, though, Swaleh? And I appreciate I might be pushing you into a further corner. One of the issues at heart, of course, is the issue of corruption in this country, right? We know the contents of the Zondo Commission and the work that needs to be done to fight state capture and such. Central to the allegations that are leveled against the president is elements of corruption, not him being party to corruption, but certainly him making use of his office, if you like, to influence a particular tact or approach as far as investigations are concerned. These are issues that surely the ANC should concern itself with, right? This is a president who stood on the principle of ridding the ANC and the administration of corruption, and an accusation, allegation of this nature does not bode well for his credibility.
Well, in responding to that, is that the president has not been charged. Two, that report, if you have read it, I've read it, but not all of it. At no stage where I found the page or a section that says the president has stolen the money. If you read that report also, it will tell you that, it for me, not the position of COSAT, COSAT will make its formal position. For me, it talks about hearsay, and that report also says it has not got evidence. When there are people who have made some affidavit, when there are people who were there, remember the president was not there. There are people who were there. They've gotten information.
But also
it says, the report, if you look at the 5 point or 6 point, one of them, it says he may, and what do you mean by he may? So on that base, let's not get into the details of these things. But I can say to you, that's one of the issue advised. We said the ANC, including Parliament, must take in consideration the challenge that we're facing. But I'm saying to you as a person, that report at no stage it says the president is corrupt.
Well, and but the president does confirm, though, that there was money stolen from the farm, and that money was to the tune of $500,000.
Stolen by whom?
Well, I mean, that matter needs to be investigated, but he had an obligation to report the amount of money that was in the country in foreign currency.
That's why I was saying the report would have said the president has stolen the money. The report should have not said it may, as I'm repeating myself, it doesn't say anything to the people of South Africa, or it doesn't say anything to that. It was, if the president has a right to take the report for review, but also the NPA would have to take that report also, take it for a legal action, investigation, and that once they prove that the president has stolen the money, then obviously we will call, once COSAT to see that that is what's happening, we'll call that the decisive action must be taken. At this stage, COSAT has not issued any formal statement, and I'm repeating it, we'll issue a formal statement after an engagement of COSAT to reflect on the report.
Swaleh, thank you very much for your time. Swaleh Petro is the Deputy General Secretary of COSATU. The elected officials of COSATU will meet later on today and then issue a formal statement as an organization after that.